Welcome to another Firm Foundation Inspiration Minute. Our topic today is discouraged, be encouraged. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11 reads, "Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing." Did you know that discouragement is a dis-ease? The word dis-ease is defined as a disorder of structure or function in a human, animal, or plant, especially one that produces specific signs or symptoms that could affect normal functioning. While not minimizing the severity of physical disease, discouragement is a dis-ease of your soul, which, if it goes unchecked, will have other adverse effects on your soul and body. Discouragement is also normal, especially if you're a person engaged in doing works of service or ministry. There's a story in 1 Samuel chapter 30 where David and his men returned home to Ziklag and found it burned with fire and their families had been taken captive. But they did not know the state of their family, whether they were alive or dead. The situation was so distressing and discouraging that we read in verse 6, "And David was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters, but David encouraged himself in the Lord." In desperate times, the dis-ease of discouragement weighs heavy on one's mind. So much so, the mind, the will, and the emotions can be under so much negative pressure until one lashes out at those closest to him or her. Here the text says the people were so distressed, they spoke of stoning David as if David was the reason for the missing families. But it says it's because the soul of the people was grieved for their families. Distress and discouragement can be devastating forces on your soul. And people's responses can range from lashing out to withdrawing and being silent. I think we understand that there is a space in life where, at least for the moment, we alone have to bear the burden of distress and discouragement. But the blessing of being a Christ follower is that you are never alone. David said in Psalm 27 and verse 10, "When my father and mother forsake me, then the Lord will take care of me." The ideal here is that sometimes even your family is incapable of being present in your pain. So we read that in that moment, David encouraged himself in the Lord. There is no getting around the fact that we must learn how to reach in and press into God's presence and gain the strength he has already promised. Also recognize that you're not limited to pulling on your internal resources in Christ. As Paul wrote in 1 Thessalonians, "Encourage one another and build each other up." Without a doubt, you'll never waste a word of encouragement on a brother and sister in Christ. In Hebrews 3:13, we read, "But exhort one another daily while it is called today." Exhortation is the act of encouraging. Exhortation and encouragement is needed by someone in your circle every day. And finally, recognize that the joy of the Lord is your strength. Now, let me encourage you to listen to my teaching from last Sunday entitled "Joy Restoration Dealing with Discouragement." Finally, God bless, have a great day, and be encouraged.